Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ryan Hayes with Access Radio Live, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, April 15th, 2015. Real quick, before we get started with the show, I want to remind everyone that if you're looking for a quick tournament, wrestlers out there to wrestle in, you have tournament in Thomasville on Saturday. And it'll be a good tournament to go to if you want to keep your skills sharpened. It's going to be Saturday, April 18th. Today on the show, my guest is going to be Logan Durham. He is a two-time state champion from South Orin High School. To the best of my knowledge, he is the first wrestler to accomplish that feat at that school. Logan, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Logan. First question I always start out everybody with is, why you started wrestling. What made you wrestle? Who got you into it?
Who actually got me into wrestling was actually my uncle. He didn't, and my cousin, Colby. He didn't want me to, he didn't want to wrestle alone. So, did ever since.
I got you. As far as wrestling, what has been your most memorable moment in wrestling?
Probably both of my state titles.
I got you. What has been, like, your biggest disappointment? Have you had any disappointments in the sport? Maybe a goal that you wanted to achieve that you didn't?
Yeah, it was actually a couple weekends ago at the national tournament. The biggest disappointment was I lost in the overtime to the kid who ended up coming back and finishing second in the nation.
I believe in a prior conversation we had, you said your goal was to be an All-American, and I guess you're disappointed because you kind of fell short of that, correct?
Yes.
I got you. During the season with wrestlers, there's a lot to go into as far as the practices and the matches and making weight. What was your diet like during the season to stay on weight? What are some of the things that you ate?
Grilled chicken and boiled eggs.
Is that it?
That's basically it.
That's basically it. I got you. If you think back from the first time you started wrestling in high school, if you could have changed one thing about your high school wrestling career, what would it have been?
Probably just my worth in the room. I wasn't so much into it my freshman year, but then I started winning, and so I just kept training harder, but I wish I would have done that earlier.
Getting ready for the wrestling season, you trained at a place called Combat Athletics. For those who don't know anything about that place, tell us a little bit about Combat and the coaches there and how it's helped you to win the state titles that you've won.
Well, the coach up there is Josh Stanley. It's located in Moxville, North Carolina. And it's just a phenomenal place. You have hard kids in the room that's going to be giving you a tough time. You got the coach who would get in there and wrestle with you, and he wrestled for NC State and Appalachian, so he knows what he's talking about, and we just got a hard room up there, and that's what helped me get my state championships.
In the state finals, you wrestled Matthew Exotnia, who was also a member of Combat Athletics, who you had to wrestle with a lot during the offseason. How did that affect you mentally going into your state finals match?
It didn't affect me at all. We'll be friends off the mat, but as soon as I step on the mat, the friendship's off. And then when we step off the mat, friendship's back on.
In a I call it like a game time situation. Like if you're if you're down, you know, a couple points and you really need something that's going to work for you to get back into the game. You got like 30 seconds left in the, you know, in the third period, and you need that one big move. What's your go-to move?
I have two. Like, if I'm on my feet, I have two moves. I'll either hit a standing gator roll, or it's what I call a Kobe. It's basically I snap their head down and then go straight into a cradle from there.
I got you. What do you find the most challenging about the sport of wrestling?
What I find most challenging? That's hard because everything about wrestling is challenging.
Well, tell me something. I'm just not going to let you have a quick out. Something. Just point out something. That we got. You got the weight cut, the hard practices, the getting home at 10 o'clock at night when you got 500 pages worth of homework. I mean, tell me something.
It's a combination of them all, but the hardest thing was, for me, my junior year, was the weight, was the cutting weight, and you're just drained and giving up all, like, the parties, like going out with your friends or, like, your family to go eat somewhere. So that was the hardest time for me.
I got you. What does Logan Durham like to do away from wrestling? I know that you like to go to the beach a lot, and among other things, what do you like to do away from the sport?
Just spend time with family and relax.
In wrestling, what do you find as your least favorite about the sport?
It's how it's not recognized as big, like just how we don't have anything else to go after college to make that millions of dollars.
I understand. Is there any college wrestler that you kind of idolize, that you kind of like to tailor your game from as a wrestler?
No, not really. I just watch a bunch of wrestlers and look at their styles and pick out, like, the moves I like from each of them.
I got you. Do you have a favorite college wrestler that you like?
Not really.
Now, have you decided to wrestle at the next level, being that you're a two-time state champion? Do you want to wrestle at the next level?
I am going to wrestle in college, but I just haven't decided where. I have some options that I'm still sitting on to what school I want to go to.
What is the best advice in this sport that anyone's ever given you?
It was actually from my dad before I went out to both of my state championships. He told me, said, 6 minutes, no mistakes, and you'll be a state champion.
Cool. Who are the people who have mostly influenced you, you know, in your life as a wrestler? It could be more than one. And why?
Mainly my family, because they always have my back no matter what. But then again, I got all my trainers, from Tim Pittman, who was my first coach and, like, got me started wrestling, like, helping me out. And then there's Todd Folk, who's helped me out from Mount Pleasant. And then mainly Josh Stanley from Combat.
I got you. And here's the time, just I always ask a random question just to kind of gauge a little bit of, like, your mindset. If you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would it be? And why?
Living or dead? I gotta think about this for a minute. Okay, so one would be Dan Gable, just to talk to wrestling, just talk wrestling with him. Who else would I pick? I don't know, dude. That's hard.
I got you on that one. If you never wrestled in high school, what do you feel like you would be doing?
If I wouldn't have wrestled in high school, I probably would have been out playing baseball or running track or football or some other sport.
And you could always feel free to, like, elaborate on the question. It, not everything has to be, like, one sentence. This is your interview. As you go to wrestle at the next level, and people want to keep up with you, what are are you on any social media networks? Do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Facebook and Instagram? Tell people how they can follow you to keep up with you in your career path at the next level as a college wrestler.
All right, well, my Twitter account is @Logan_D_Durham. And then I got an Instagram, and my name on that is Logan, the word double, and then with a D at the end.
Cool. Who is the toughest wrestler you've ever faced in high school? And what made him tough?
During my high school career, is that what you're asking? Or
yes.
Well, during my high school career, it'd be Mitchell Langford from North Henderson. He was a 3-time state champ, and he was just so strong. And I was a little 106, and he was a big 106. So that made a huge difference right there. And he was just a lot stronger than me and threw me around like a little rag doll.
Gotcha. What are your favorite hobbies?
My favorite hobbies? Relaxing. Wrestling is my biggest one. And then going to church.
Going to church. So are you big religious guy, or you just go? I mean, as far as religion, there's that typical person that just goes to church and ready to get out of there in time for NFL football, and then there's that person that goes there and he's in it, and he's really trying to do what it's asked of him by all Christian sense. Like, what are you in religion? What are you considered as? What do you like to do?
Well, you can just tell, but like off my Twitter and my Instagram, I'm fully religious. I'm all my faith in God. I have a hashtag that I put on every wrestling picture: all glory to God, because I know without Him, I wouldn't be nothing.
I got you. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite movie or a favorite TV show that you like to watch?
Favorite movie? It would have to be between Black Sheep and Tommy Boy.
Why?
Dude, Chris Farley's just hilarious.
I got you. What's your favorite type of music to listen to?
Nah, my favorite type of music, I listen to a bunch of country because that's where I'm from. I'm from out in the country in little Rowan County. But, if I'm going, I have, three stages of music. I'll listen to rap, on the bus ride to the arena or wherever we're going. And then I'll turn on dubstep, right before we're, about to go out. and warm up, and then right before I'm about to wrestle, I'll turn on some hardcore rock and just get my blood pumping and going.
What information would you give to rising high school wrestlers that could help them achieve what you've achieved in this sport?
Just train hard, work hard. It's gonna suck, but it'll pay off. Whenever you can't get that last shot in, just push harder and go for it.
Going into your finals match with Matthew and Sognia, can you kind of give me, you know, your mindset going in there? You know, a lot of times when you get in those in an important match like that, you know, you have to kind of clear your mind of everything. What was your mindset going in there?
My mindset going into the match was just another match. Don't think of it as anything big, because if I do that, then I'll freak out and like my mind will start rushing and I'll lock up. So I just kept calm. I just kept thinking it's just another match. Just rely on my training, what I've done all year, and it'll work.
When you went undefeated this year, who might have been the toughest guy that you've wrestled that could have almost dethroned you in a sense of giving you like your first loss of the season?
There was two guys actually. One, he was from West Forsyth, CJ Neal. It was 3-2 in the second period, and then unfortunately he got hurt and it took him out of the match. And then the second one is with Esco Walker. I'm not sure where he's from, but we were at the Holy Angels tournament, and I took a bad shot, and he bulldozed me over to my back, and I was on my back for a second, and it scared me. But then I come back and pinned him.
Yeah, Esco Walker, yeah, he was the 4A state runner-up against Wanovich. I want to say he was from, High Brighton. I'm just taking a guess. I think that was it.
Bradley Wanovich was from High Brighton.
No. Esco Walker. Bradley
no,
Wanovich
Bradley,
was from Jack Britt.
Jack Britt.
Yeah. When you liked it, I think you told me one point that you have some relatives that have a beach house on Oak Island. What are some of the things that you do down there that's fun? It kind of, you know, calms your mind, you know, and that, you know, keeps your mind off of wrestling. You know, just something that you like to do just away from wrestling. What do you do down there?
Well, we'll go down there, and like you said, my aunt and uncle live down there, and also their daughter, so my cousin, lives down there, and she has two of my little cousins, Jonah and Jude. So I'll go down there, spend time with them, take them out to the beach. We'll go play out on the beach and just make sandcastles with them. And then sometimes we'll just take off on some, like, long bike rides, and it's just fun and relaxing.
When it is all said and done, and you successfully completed college and you got yourself a degree and you're done wrestling, what do you see yourself doing?
The only thing I can see, many people have asked me this question, and the only thing that I can ever think of is I want to be like Josh and get a business degree in college and then move out closer, like to the beach area, because I love the beach, and we're going to move out down there and open up my own gym and help kids wrestle.
Cool. It brings me to my next question. If money were no object, if you had the money that you need, what would you be doing? If money, what would you be doing if money were no object?
Money was no object, I'd be doing the same thing. Open up a gym and giving a place for kids to come and train. And they could train for free if money's no object.
Past or present, is there any, and it doesn't have to be a wrestler, is there any professional athlete that you would actually pay to watch, past or present?
I would probably say it'd have to be Michael Jordan, just because of like his background being that he got cut from his high school team, and then he went and worked hard and dedicated himself and taking 1,000 shots a day and comes back and is in the NBA. So just that, just from that hard work ethic of Michael Jordan, I'd want to watch him.
Gotcha. In wrestling, you know, just in the overall, like, scope of it, what are some things that you just don't like? I know you mentioned earlier in the interview that you don't like that wrestling doesn't get a lot of publicity. But, you know, within the sport itself, what are some things that you just don't like? A certain rule that you think they should get rid of, or a certain rule that they should implement, you know, for example?
Honestly, I think they should, like big terms, I think they should have on like on-site weigh-ins, because just like at the Super 32, like there was a kid that weighed in at 145 on Friday night, and then Sunday he's playing around, jumps on the scales and weighs 175. So I don't think that's fair to the kids who don't really have to cut that much that he can be 30 pounds over him.
Gotcha. So you want on-site weigh-ins. Let me, are you familiar with freestyle wrestling?
I am.
Maybe a few years ago, they implemented a rule called a push-out. How well do you think that rule would work in folk-style wrestling in high school? Do you think that would be a good rule to implement or not?
I think it would, because kids in folk style, they'll use the line as their safety. As if, like, somebody takes a shot at them, they'll bail out and run out of bounds. So I most definitely, I've had experiences where kids have got on the edge of the line, and I haven't been, and, like, I've had them turn, but I wasn't getting any points because their back was out of bounds. So this is in high school, and I just took them and threw them out so I could get a fresh start. So I think they should implement it into folk style.
And because we're on the subject of out of bounds, what are your thoughts on high schools implementing the college out of bounds rule?
Oh, I'd have loved it. I hope they pass it and do it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about it before, you know, and I always tell when I'm discussing this conversation, especially with a push out in high school, is that you're going to see a lot more wrestling and a lot less stalling. You know, with a college out of bounds rule, plus that rule with the push out being 1 point, you're going to see people battling on that line, and you're going to see people fighting for every inch to get, you know, to get that takedown, and they don't have to worry about so much as having both feet there inbounds. As long as, you know, a part of their body's there, it could be the top part of their toe. You know, it makes people battle. You know, I think sometimes in North Carolina, and I know we go by the federation, which is the rules that that all high schools in the country go by, but I think sometimes our officiating is what holds us back from North Carolina being, you know, almost on that level nationally that we need to be at. You know, I think our referees need to let a lot of stuff go you know, a little more to help the athlete better themselves, to help them get to the next level. But that's just my two cents. But, hey, Logan, man, I appreciate you coming on today. I know it was last minute, and I want to have you back on again, you know, especially comes time to make your decision where you want to wrestle at in college. So I appreciate having you on the show, man.
Thank you.
All right.